The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now we want to talk about going out and about, and Aideen Fitzmaurice, food and travel content creator, is with me once again. Aideen, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
So let's talk a date idea first of all. What are you recommending?
So the winter in Dublin schedule launched a few weeks back and it's running until the 31st of January by Visit Dublin, which is part of Fáilte Ireland. So they have loads of events running. I've picked two. So first up is you can do a history tour and an Irish coffee making demonstration in the church. This is a building I walk past all the time, but had never really known the history behind it. And I did this and it was brilliant. Arthur Guinness got married there. Taylor Swift had lunch there. There's just so much history in this building.
Is that the church, old church building opposite St. James Church?
It's down the bottom of Jervis Street.
Oh, no,
yeah,
different place.
It's a restaurant now. It was previously a church. But they also have the old stage from the Adelphi Theatre there.
Yeah.
So Johnny Cash played on that stage, the Beatles, so he can walk where they once walked.
Okay.
And of course, finish it up with an Irish coffee. So that's €15 per person. Also, if you do love your Irish coffees, I highly recommend checking out the Pierce Lyons Distillery. This is actually also a church. That was not intentional, but they've turned this church into a distillery. It's the only distillery in the world in a church. An absolutely incredible building. So you'll get
to
go in.
That's the one in James Street, actually.
That's the one on James Street. So you'll be able to taste two fine Irish whiskies, pick which one you like, and then make an Irish coffee with it, all while being guided by the tour guides that they have there. So that is €25.
Okay, now next up, fun with family, maybe kids, nieces, nephews, whatever.
Yeah, I've picked a few shows this week. So The Borrowers is on in the gate. Obviously, a great play about a family that lives behind the walls. So tickets for that are €16. It is also the launch of panto season. I love pantos. So we are starting this week with The Gaiety. They have Peter Pan. This is running until the 5th of January. Ticket prices start at £21.50. The Helix panto also launches this weekend. Rapunzel is on and tickets are £28.50. And the Everyman Man in Cork has Little Red Riding Hood this year and tickets are €37.
Now, if you're flying solo, what to do?
Tina Turner by Candlelight. So these are the Candlelight gigs in St. Patrick's Cathedral. I brought my parents and my brother to the Beatles one a few weeks ago. It's really, really beautiful venue, great music, and tickets for this are €30. Also, what I'm up to this weekend is Other Voices is on in Dingle, my favourite festival of the whole year. So Laura Marling, Lisa O'Neill, Morgana and Rachel Lavelle will be playing in the church. So if you are interested, you can actually watch this on the YouTube live streams, which I highly recommend doing for those festive vibes.
There are things that are free.
There are. Dublin Winter Lights launches this weekend. So this is how the city comes alight, all the projections on our iconic buildings. I recommend getting a little, you know, a cup of tea for yourself and just walking around the city and just seeing all the projections. It's absolutely stunning, a free thing to do. Also, some more Christmas markets have opened up this weekend. Christmas at the Castle is probably the most popular Christmas market at the minute. It's in Dublin Castle, of course, and they've got all the nice festive things to eat, mulled wine, all that good stuff. Also, the Smithfield Christmas Market is the newest market in town. I checked it out last night. Really great atmosphere. They've got mulled wine, Dutch pancakes, chips, a lot of kind of craft vendors. So definitely want to check out as well.
Very good. And any new openings?
There is a new Filipino restaurant that has just opened up outside of Stephen's Green called Caldero. So this means pot in Tagalog, and it's all kind of sharing style food, all inspired by the Philippines, Southeast Asia and India.
Very good. Aideen Fitzmaurice, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.